And joining me this morning in the studio is NPR's Lynn Neary.
And with us now, Renee, Jessica Stern. She's a lecturer on terrorism at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and author of Terror in the Name of God. Thanks for being with us, Ms. Stern. So far, what we know is an al-Qaeda group, a little-known al-Qaeda group, has claimed responsibility. First of all, how legitimate can we say this claim of responsibility is?
Probably not very. This happens all the time, that groups appear suddenly taking credit for attacks. We don't know that that group exists. The website was apparently taken down immediately. Nonetheless, it is quite likely, it seems to me, that the perpetrators are sympathizers, at the very least, with the al-Qaeda movement.
Now, the statement, having said what, making clear what you just said, which is we don't know if this is a legitimate claim or not, but their statement also threatened attacks in Italy and Denmark. Why would they be subject to attack?
Well, the al-Qaeda movement really is growing in Europe, sees Europe as a central front, and also has quite a large number of supporters in Europe, including Italy and Denmark. So Europe has become really one of the key fronts in the war that the al-Qaeda movement is perpetrating, and also an important source of recruits.
And, of course, we were speaking earlier with a member of the British Parliament who said that the British knew that this was not a matter of, that this was almost inevitable, that an attack might occur, might occur in London.
Absolutely. I think that the British authorities have been expecting something very much like this, in fact, something possibly even worse. They have been really... My perception is they've been on tenterhooks, actually, very, very concerned about this, preparing for it in many ways.
What are the similarities to what occurred this morning in London, the series of attacks on the transportation system, on at least one bus that we know of, and in the subway stations? Any similarities between these explosions and what occurred in Madrid?
Well, yes. The first similarity, of course, is that it is an attack on... rail, subway transport. It is on mass transportation system, which is something that we can always expect. Mass transportation is a very attractive target. A lot of people crowded together. Planes, of course, have become a somewhat hardened target. So we can expect terrorists to turn to somewhat softer targets where people are still congregated. The difference here is that these are a number of simultaneous attacks at different points on the transportation system. But this is very much the way the al-Qaeda movement operates. It has the hallmark of an al-Qaeda-type attack, simultaneous attacks.
Ken Mills, the head of London's Olympic bid team, said that these blasts today prove that no city can escape terrorism. Would you say that's true?
Yes, I would say that's true. London, I think, has been a particularly attractive target, but I think it is true that every city is vulnerable.
And, of course, with London having just gotten the go-ahead for the Olympics, what does it say about the city's ability to provide the security that's going to be necessary for those games?
Well, I think that London is really about as sophisticated a city as it is possible to imagine in regard to thwarting terrorist attacks and responding rapidly. I don't actually think it says that much. I think that it is true that every city is vulnerable, and wherever the Olympics are held, it is likely that terrorists would certainly try to strike.
And also, other cities in Europe, how well are they prepared for this kind of an attack? As we mentioned earlier, other cities have been threatened.
I don't believe there is likely to be any city in Europe as well prepared as London. Nonetheless, European authorities are well aware that they face a very significant threat from al-Qaeda, including from sympathizers within.
Yeah. The fact that this occurred in London, what does it say about the security situation, not just in Europe, but here in the United States as well?
Well, I think it says that terrorism is something that we have to learn to live with. It's something that we cannot avoid. It's true. It's something we can mitigate, but there is no winning the war on terrorism.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Jessica.
Thank you.
Jessica Stern is a lecturer on terrorism at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and the author of Terror in the Name of God.